Today's Shir is Masechta Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin by Eser Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, the first words, Mi Amar Rav. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had taught us, based on a understanding of the Machloikis of Rameyer and the Rabbanan our Mishnah, and Rav's understanding of everybody's opinion, that Rabbanan, and that's the way Rav Paskin hold, that Avdik Makarka Dami. And just like the halacha is the karka in an exilus, one cannot steal real estate. So too is the halacha that one cannot steal avodim, meaning that if one is ready if one has stolen avodim, all he does is he steals karka. He says hareshel cholof anocha, and Rav said so too is the halacha by avodim, where you just say hareshel cholof anocha because Avdi k'makarka dami. Ask the Gemara. Umiyam Rav Avdi k'makarka dami. Is it truly the opinion of Rav that Avdi k'makarka dami? Ask the Gemara. Bam Rav Daniel Bakatina Marav. A toike ba'avdi. If somebody grabs his eved, a toike avdi shel chaveroi. If somebody grabs the eved that belongs to someone else, vasaba malacha, and he does work with that eved, potter. He doesn't have to pay for the work that he did with that eved. But ask the Gemara, v'isal k'datach avdikam karkoi dami, if we're saying that halachically eved and karko are the same, and my potter, why would the person who grabbed somebody else's eved not have to pay for the work done? B'rishusa d'mara kaimi, just like the halacha is, that if somebody walked in and used somebody else's property, the halacha is, you have to pay for that work that you did on that property. So here too, why would you not have to pay for the work that you did with that person's property? So from here we see that if he's considered a gazlan, he has to pay for the work. So there are many different explanations. Why? Says the Gemara, as the Rishonim and Achronim explain, that a gazlan, as we've been discussing over and over now, Shurim, even if he uses the object that he stole, certainly if it's in a situation where he didn't ruin the object that he stole, the halacha would be that he doesn't have to pay for the object that he stole. So why over here would he have to pay? Why would he have to pay for the object that he stole? So everybody uses the same concept. We just have to explain the concept that there's a difference between somebody who's a gazlan or not. The Shach says then there's a difference. A gazlan, since when he steals something to a degree it becomes his, that's why he doesn't have to pay for using it. Whereas if somebody is not a gazlan, if somebody is just using something, but the halacha doesn't consider him a gazlan, he would have to pay. And as Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains, the reason a gazlan doesn't have to pay goes back to a concept that we've learned over and over now, sugyas here. And that is the concept of shinui koinu. That when a gazlan has this ability, that if he made a shinui in what he stole, it becomes his. But that is certainly not the halacha, explains Rav Shimon Shkop, by a regular person. A regular person that just uses somebody else's object, since there's no concept of shinui koina, he will also be held responsible for using it. The Rav Baruch Ber in the Birkei Shmuel, Rav Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim say that by gzela, there's a special din. The Torah says, the Heshev is a gzela asher gozal. And from here we've learned many times that the Torah teaches us, ke'ein shegozal, you return it, as long as you return it as it was when you stole it, you have fulfilled your obligation. Whereas, they explain, that's a special halacha that was stated regarding gzela. That halacha doesn't apply anywhere else. And anywhere else, if I use something that belongs to someone else and I don't have the special dispensation of a Heshev Gzela Shegozo, I would have to pay for using that object. The Sma takes a different approach. The Sma's approach is that we've been learning in our Shiurim over and over, says the Sma, that there's a concept of Takonas HaShovim. So says the Sma, because Chazal were so anxious to make it easy for the person who stole to give back what he stole and encourage him to give back what he stole, so there are all sorts of special rules. Included in those special rules, suggests the Sma, is that I don't have to pay for the usage of that item. But says the Sma, in explaining our Gemara, that that's halacha, that is a halacha which is limited to this din, to the din of, which is limited to the din that we're speaking about in our Shiurim of Gzela, but not when you didn't steal it. Answers the Gemara, the reason why in our Gemara, when somebody took somebody else's Eved, which as Rav is saying, it doesn't mean that you now own the Eved, still you won't have to pay for the use of the Eved, says the Gemara, Hachamai Skinan, he was referring to a situation, Shloi B'Shas Melocha, when it wasn't during a time that the Eved would have been working anyway. They asked the question of Rav Huna. We spoke about this halacha earlier in our Masechta. If somebody lives in somebody else's property, if somebody lives in somebody else's property without permission, must he pay rent for that? Or does he not have to pay rent? And they responded that he doesn't have to pay rent. And as we learned the Gemara back at Daf Chaf Aleph, the reason he doesn't have to pay for rent is because Zen Nenev is Alei Chaser. It was, as we learned, a property that was not meant to be rented out. So since it's a property that wasn't meant to be rented out, so you, the owner of the property, don't lose anything by me being on that property. It's Zen Nenev. The Sefer Bala Doiris says, we learned that if somebody worked with somebody as Eved, he doesn't have to pay, and didn't represent a loss to the owner, he doesn't have to pay. Says the Sefer Doiris, the Klai Yisrael that worked in Mitzrayim all the years, 210 years. We don't find that they were paid. And moreover, he suggests they didn't have a claim to be paid. The reason they didn't have a claim to be paid is because it's not good to do nothing. Since it's not good to do nothing, so Parry said, I did Klai Yisrael actually a favor by making them work. What they paid for, what our claim to Paroi is for the Kishi Yeshibud. If you make us work, why did you make us work so hard? Says the Marahaki Hashtam. How can we compare the two cases? Bishla Mahasam, where somebody lives in somebody else's property without his position. Meilamand Omer, we gave a number of explanations why he shouldn't have to pay, especially as we just explained, we're talking about a property that wasn't meant to be rented. Basim Yasvim Yasser. If a house that's inhabited is much better, because if there's something broken in the house, people will be able to notice and fix it. So that's why Nichale, the landlord is satisfied that I should be in that property. And then there was another opinion that we learned earlier in the Masechta. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'shia Yukas Shar. So Rashi explained that there's a shade that's called Shia, and houses that are uninhabited are attacked by this shade. So therefore, it's a positive for me to live in your home because I am preventing the Mazikim from being able to enter your home. And the Sefer Chassidim indeed says there were people that built themselves homes in a forest, in a place where nobody had lived previously. And people who moved into those homes suffered. And he explains that the reason that they suffered was because it was a place that nobody lived previously. And since it was a place where no one lived previously, it was inhabited by Shadim. Elahacha, says the Gemara, if I use your Eved without permission, minichalei, is that something that you're satisfied with? The Nichesh Avdei? Answers the Gemara, yes. Hachanami nichalei, an owner is satisfied when his Eved is worked with, because the loylistrei Eved, we don't want that his Eved should become accustomed not to work. If they become accustomed not to work, then they become weakened. The Reina Chananel says a person who goes accustomed not to work, his muscles, so to speak, atrophy, and he doesn't have the ability to work when necessary. Says the Gemara, Be Rabbi Yosef Bechama, have a talk of Avdi, the Inshid, the Maspik, Be Zuzay. Rabbi Yosef Bechama would take the Avodim of people who owed him money for Avdi Behu, and he would work with Avdi B'Malacha, and he would work with those Avodim. So, as we're going to learn, the Rabbi Yosef didn't take it as payment. He took Avodim on a regular basis, based on the Gemara that we just learned, that you'll later use the Eved of somebody else if he's not working at that time, and it won't weaken him. Here, the Gemara, however, is focusing that he took Avodim of people who owed him money, and he felt, I thought of Mefarshim explained, comfortable in doing so, because Eved Loivel Ishmalva, he felt that since these people owe him money, he has a right to take their Avodim. Amalei Rabbi Berei, so Rabbi, his son, asked him, Aitamim Avim Marhochi, why are you doing so? Isn't this ribbis? Because if you're going to take the Avodim, and you're also going to take back what they owe you, so now you have taken back more than you lent. Isn't that ribbis? Says the Gemara Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef Bechama said to his son, Rabbi, I agree with Rabbi Nachman. The Amar Rabbi Nachman, Avda Noim Kresi Leishavi. And Eved isn't even worth the amount you need to spend on supporting him. So I am supporting these Avodim. So it doesn't represent a gain for me. It represents a loss for me, because the amount that I spend on them I is worth more than whatever I gain from them. Says the Gemara. So Amalei, so Rava said to Rabbi Yosef Bechama, Ika de Rav Nachman, that we have the opinion of Rav Nachman, to going Dora Avde, where do we have such a case that the Eved isn't even worth what it costs to support him? Because there was an Eved of Rav Nachman, Dora was his name, the market by Kubay, that all he did the whole day was dance and have a good time. But so there, he asked the Gemara, the Eved isn't worth the expense. But he asked, Kula Avdim Eved Avdi, all other Avodim certainly work. And you can't make such a point. Amalei, so you can't say, well, it doesn't really represent a gain to me. Because yes, and most Avodim do represent certainly a gain. Amalei, so at that point he said, I'm not Rav Daniel Sfirlei. I follow the opinion of Daniel. Domer of Daniel Bakatini Amarav Hatoykev Ba'avdus Shachaveroi. If somebody takes somebody else's Eved Vasba Malocha, Potter. As we started the shir, the person who takes the Eved is Potter. Why? Amal, because Nichalei, the owner of the Eved, is satisfied with me doing so. The Lelistri Eved, that his Eved should not become accustomed not to work. To which Rav said to him, Amalei Rabba, yes, your contention is right in a place where it's not a person who owes the owner of the Eved money. In our case, Mar, Kivin the Masik Bazuzi, since you owe the owner of this Eved money, so by you using the Eved, Maxi Karibis, it looks like Ribis, and that's why even though maybe everybody else would be allowed to do so, you should not be. And the Gemara cites the precedent for this. Damar Rav Yosef ben Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Apish Amru, as we said a few moments ago, if I live in your property without permission, ain't tzarech lahalos leschar, zen nen v'zeh lechaser. However, if it was a situation v'hilveyu v'dabach hatzerech haveroi, if it was a person that I owe money, then tzarech lahalos leschar. I do have to pay rent because it shouldn't look like ribbis. But the Rishonim point out, and the Mukayasa points out, that even though I have to pay rent that because it shouldn't look like ribbis, that's only going forward. If I had done it already, because I wasn't aware of this halacha, I don't have to pay rent. It's still Zenenev Zoloi Chasser, and I don't have to pay rent for what I used the property, only moving forward. Moreover, says Tosfos, that's only in a case where everybody is aware that I owe the landlord of this property money. So since everybody is aware that I owe the landlord money, it's mechzi karibis. But if people are not aware that I owe this landlord money, there is no concern of mechzi karibis. Says the Gemara, Itmar, hatoikus finosa shechaveri, if somebody takes somebody else's boat, vasuba malacha, amarav, rotza schayra naito, so the owner of the boat has an option. He could either take the value of the rent of using the boat, what would it cost to rent the boat, rotza pechsa naito, or he could take the depreciation. V'shmul aimer, but Shmuel says, ena natal elapiska. The only thing that he could take, the only thing that he could take is the depreciation. Amra Papa, but says Rapapa loy pligi. There's really no machlokes here of Rav Shmuel. Ha David la agra. Rav is speaking about a case where this is a boat meant to be rented, and therefore the person who took it owes the rent. And if the rent is equal more than the depreciation, then he could take the rent. If the depreciation is worth more, then the person who owns the boat could say to the person who's using the boat, you are a gazlan, and you have to pay me for that depreciation. Shmuel is speaking about a boat which is not meant to be rented. And therefore, rent is not a consideration here. The only thing he could claim is the depreciation. Both Rav and Shmuel are speaking about a boat, David Alam Agra, that's meant to be rented out. In a case where the person took it with the intention to rent it, so there the owner could say to him, you pay me the rent. And if he says, well, I don't, and if the owner says, well, I never agreed to rent it, so then the owner can make a claim for the depreciation. However, in a case, the Nachslei Adata de Gazlanusa, when the person seized it to steal it, and there the only thing that the owner could make a claim for is just for the depreciation, even if the rent is worth more. Of course, there's a question that the Mefarshim ask here. How do we know? So Shmuel speaking about a case where the person says, I took it to be a gazlan. So how do we know that that was his intention? His intention was, we know it because he says so. But by saying so, he's saying he's a Rasha. He's saying that I'm as a gazlan. So from here we see that that even though there's a rule throughout Shas that ain't other Mason Matzma Rasha, a person cannot make a claim that with that claim he will be a Rasha. If the purpose of the claim is to exempt himself from a payment, he is believed and there's no concern of ain't other Mason Matzma Rasha. This is not the opinion that everybody holds. And those that disagree with that opinion say the reason why there's no problem over here of Ein Odom Eisem Atzma Rasha, they're going to explain that it has to be speaking about a situation where a person said in front of Edom that I'm taking this boat with the intention of stealing it. So now that there are Edom, so that's why it's believed that he is a gazlan. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody goes on a bay, somebody stole a coin, the Nizdak, you pay it kishasak zela, when it became ruined, you pay kishasak zela. But if it became puzzle, it went out of circulation, then the gazlan could say, hareshul cholofanecha. Says the Gemara, Amar Afuna, nizdak, nizdak, mamish. When it says nizdak, it means it just literally got ruined. Nifsal, peslua malchus, that the government took it out of circulation. If the government took it out of circulation, then it's considered the same as Nizdak. So I saw Rabbi Chanan and the Kavod Shiurim explains what is the machlokes here. If the government took it out of circulation, is it considered Nizdak or not? It's a very fundamental machlokes. What is the definition of Hezek Sheina Nikr? Hezek Sheina Nikr means, is it noticeable that the Hezek is there? When you see a broken thing, that's a Hezek Nikr. But when you see a coin that is not in circulation, so it's not obvious that it's not a good coin. People who know, but it's not obvious. And that's why Rav Huna holds that it's not considered, a racial cholofanecha. It's a hezek shena nikar. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is a coin which is not in circulation, that is something which is not considered, that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, considered the same as Nizdak. It's not considered hezek shena nikar. So I saw a very interesting question. In many countries, in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in the United States as well, people buy a card to go on the bus, to go on the subway, which is good for a month. And it's good for 1 month. Let's say it's good for the month of January. And somebody stole such a card. And now it's after January. After January, the card has expired. And now the person who stole it gives it back. Can we say Harei Shalcha Lefanecha or not? And really, it's the machlokes that we just learned in our Gemara. The coin looks like a perfectly good coin. But if it's taken out of currency, we have here the machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says that it's considered, you could say, Hezek Sheina Nikar. According to Rav Yehuda, since it's worthless, we don't apply the concept of Hezek Sheina Nikar. So that would be the question, how to look at such a shaila is really very much connected to this Gemara that we just learned. El Hechid Avi Nifsal. So according to Yehuda, what is the case of Nifsal that you could say Reishal Cholof Anecha? Says the Gemara, it's a situation of Apostle Sabadina Zu. This country took this coin out of currency for Yotza B'Medina Cheres, but it's still valuable in a different country. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chisda Rav Huna, Lididach, according to your opinion, Damit, Nifsal means Paslu Malchus, that the government took it out of currency. Hariperis V'Hakivu, what about fruit that got spoiled? Yai V'Chichem, it's wine that got spoiled. T'kibaslu Malchus Dami, it's the same, because it's these fruit, this wine is useless. V'Ktani, and we don't say in those cases, Hareshel Chama Fanecha, Mishalm Kazas Gazela, says Rav Huna, the obvious answer. Amalei Hasa, spoiled wine, spoiled fruit, is Nishtana Tama Verechai, is useless. However, Hacha Lo Nishtana, the actual object, the coin, is the same. And that's, as we said before, it's a Hezek Sheina Nikar. And that's the way Achronim explained. Rav Huna is saying there's always going to be a difference between a Hezek Sheina Nikar and a Hezek Sheina Nikar. Amalei Rav Rav Huda, little didoch, according to your opinion, Damar Pasli Malchus, Nami Haina Nizdik, what you're saying, that if it went out of currency, then we can't say Hareshel Chama Fanecha, it's the same as a ruined coin. So what's going to be Alocha? Hare Truma Venitmus, when Truma became Tamei, which is useless because nobody, even a Kohen, may not eat Truma that's Tamei. So it's certainly similar to Pasla Malchus Tamei, as if it was taken out of currency, and yet we learned, Aymalai Hareshel Fanecha, says the Gemara, Amalei, so Yehuda, following his opinion, Hasam Lemikah Hazeka. The truma that became Tamei is not noticeable. Hacha, whereas the coin that went out of currency, Nikah Hazeka, it's noticeable. Why is it noticeable? Because nobody ever sees people using such a coin. Since nobody sees people using such a coin, it's considered a Hezek HaNikar. Says somebody sold somebody merchandise, and he said he's going to pay him back a certain amount of coins. And those coins, the nifsla matbeya, those coins were taken out of circulation. Rav Amar, nifsla matbeya b'yotze shor, he has to pay him with coins that aren't currency. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, yochaloy maloy, he could tell him, heilich haitzibimation, since there are places where the coin is still worth something. So he says, I could still say, I will pay you with those coins. Says the Gemara, qualifies the Gemara. Amram Nachman, Mestabrim Milsa de Shmuel, Shmuel's opinion makes sense. This lay urcha lemeza lemation, in a situation where I have the ability to go to Mation. So since I have the ability to go to Mation, and I saw, Rabbi Yonasan Lunil says, not only do I have the ability to go to Mation, it's referring to a situation that I normally go to Mation. So since I normally go to Mation, and this coin has value in Mation, that's enough to be considered that it's valuable. And it's also part of what we're saying. It's Mid the Sadaim. I'm going there anyway all the time. The Rajbah doesn't agree with that. And the Rajbah says, we just have to see, do people travel to Mation? It doesn't depend on me. It depends on the coin. If there's a way that the coin will normally be used in Mation, that's enough that I could be able to pay back with the coin. Esvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, the Brice in Masechta Maaseh Sheni teaches us. We know that in the first and the second and the fourth of the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, people have to take off Maaseh Sheni. And the Maaseh Sheni is supposed to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. However, the Torah HaKadosh teaches us, if it's difficult, especially in the world that they lived without cars and trucks, and to bring all that produce to Yerushalayim, the Torah says you could redeem the Maaseh Sheni produce and bring the money instead to Yerushalayim and use the money in Yerushalayim for food. The pasuk says, "V'nasata kesef, v'tzarta kesef b'yotcha, v'lachta al makom ashivcha Hashem alkecha boy, v'nasata kesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha, b'boker b'tzoyim b'yayin b'sheicha, b'chol asher tisholcha nafshecha v'chalta shon." You could redeem. You could redeem that Maaseh Sheni. Says the Braisa, "Ein mechal amash ein yotzes." You cannot use the money to. You cannot redeem it on money that's not usable in Yerushalayim. And the Braisa explains itself. Ketzad, "Hoylem mois koizvois Yerushalayim oishem alacha rishonim." You have type of money that is no longer usable in Yerushalayim. Ein mechal alin. You can't use it to redeem Maaseh Sheni. Hashal chroinim doim the rishonim. But if the money now is that somewhat used, they're usable in Yerushalayim, but they're not usable here, since they're considered money and it can be used. So we see that the fact that it's not usable here is not a problem. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Hakam Ma'iskinen. When countries aren't particular, the people should only use money that's in use in their location. Elkiyam Shmuel, when did Shmuel say, Shemalchius Makpidus Azul? The countries want everybody to use only the currency of their country. Says the Gemara, Hechemon Samantalei, if that's the case, so why are we saying that it's considered good currency? Says the Gemara, the mantalei ayde tchak, you can bring it there. The loy bachshi, the government doesn't check your belongings, and they don't check if you're carrying currency from a different country. Only if they catch you, the makbid, and that's the question: that is that considered good money here or not? And he says it depends. If you're going to go there, so then it's considered good money because you'll use it there, and otherwise not. Toshma. We can't redeem Maaseh Sheni on Yerushalayim when the produce is in Bavel, and we can't Bavel Yerushalayim. Nor can we use Bavel money when the produce is in Yerushalayim. However, Shabavel Vahim Bavel, if everything is in Bavel, then Mechalalim, Ketanimayis, but ask the Gemara, didn't this Brisa teach us? They Mechalam Moshel Kahan Vahim Bavel, I've got the Sofil Lemaisa Kosim. We can't use money in Bavel, Yerushalayim money in Bavel, even though obviously he ultimately will be going to Yerushalayim. But the fact that now I am not in Yerushalayim, I can't use Yerushalayim money. Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, the Brice is speaking about a case, Shemalchis Makbid Sulazu, the countries are particular. And since the countries are particular, that's why the money has to be only money that's usable here. Says the Gemara, Yehachi, if it's speaking about such a situation, Shabavel Vahim Babavel. When the money is in Bavel and everybody's in Bavel, why is it usable? Chazad Zavim Babahim Masak Yushalayim. It's usable to the degree, in other words, if it can't be taken, what's it usable for? You could buy an animal here in Bavel with that money and bring it to Yushalayim. For Tanya, but ask the Gemara, doesn't the Brisa say, Heskin Shem Mosh Yotub Yushalayim Nekach, that the money has to be money that's usable in Yerushalayim? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeir Lekasha. Can't Yad Yisrael Tekif Alum Asoylem? When Klai Yisrael have the upper hand, Kam Bezman Shiyad Umas Tekif Al Atzman. So if a time where Klai Yisrael was strong and they could always go up to Yerushalayim, so since they could always go up to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim money is always going to be usable, is going to be usable. But they can't go up to Yerushalayim, so Yerushalayim is not usable money. That money isn't usable, and therefore it can't be used. Tana Rabbanan, Ezmat Beish Yerushalayim, what is the coin of Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Dovr Shloima Bitzar Echad, Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh Bitzar Acher. Ezmat Beish Avram Avinu, what was the coin of Avram Avinu? Zokov Zakena Bitzar Echad, Vibachov Besula Bitzar Echad. So there are many pshatim that are given in this Gemara. The Gemara, first of all, there are many questions amongst the Paiskim. What does it mean when it says Dovr Shloima or Avram and Sara? Does it mean that they wrote out the words Dovr Shloima and Avram and Sara? Or does it mean that they had an image of Dovr and Shloima? Tosfos says that it means that they just wrote the names of the people, but not that they made images. Because Tosfos' opinion is that the Torah Kedosha says, Lo sasun itui elei hei chesav elei hei zov, and included in that is that one is not allowed to make an image of anybody. And now we have a machlokes rishonim. There are rishonim that say that when an image is not allowed to be made, it's not allowed to be made under any circumstances, whether the image is sunk in or whether the image is sticking out, and whether it's part of the face, part of the body, or in the entire body. However, in the Shailos Yavetz mentions that when Rabbi Elazar Mibrod was appointed to be the Rav of Amsterdam, the people of the city, the Jewish people of the city, gave out a medallion in honor of that occasion with the image of the new Rav. When it came, says the Yavetz, when he saw this, he was very upset. How are you allowed to make an image? However, he said that it wasn't the entire face, it wasn't the entire body, it was only the face. And the question is, are you allowed to make the image of a face? The opinion of the Taz is that you're not allowed to even make the image of the face alone. Some say that you're allowed to make a profile. You're not allowed to make the face, the whole face, but you are allowed to make a profile. So in other words, there's a very fundamental question. Is an image allowed to be made? Does an image mean only the whole body? Does the image mean even the whole face? Or does the image mean even just the profile? Regarding a picture, most poskim, almost all poskim, agree that a picture is not considered in this sort of loisas ite lehei zav lehei chesef, and one is allowed to take a picture of anybody. Al Gemara says that the Mabei of Yerushalayim was David and Shlomo Mitzad Echad, and Yerushalayim on the other side. What does that mean? What the lesson here was that the children, David and his son Shlomo, were following Yerushalayim. They followed the same Derech Hashem under all circumstances. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. And I saw the Gemara Masechta Gittin, very famous Gemara Masechta Gittin, says that Kamtzo by Kamtzo Chorv Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Kamtzo by Kamtzo. What does that mean when we say Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Kamtzo by Kamtzo? The problem was that the father and the son, Kamtzo and by Kamtzo, were not following the same derech and avoidus Hashem. When parents and children aren't on the same page, that's when you have Churban Yerushalayim. The Gemara speaks about the coin of Avram Avinu, Zok v'zakein b'tzad echad, Bocha b'sula b'tzad sheni. So there are many different pshatim. What does it mean that Avram and Sarah on one side and Zok v'zakein on the other, and Zok v'zakein b'tzad echad, or Bocha b'sula b'tzad echad? One pshat is that the older people represent Avram Avinu and Sarah, and the younger people represent Yitzchak and Rivka. And their coin, very similar to what we just discussed a moment ago, represented that Avram Avinu's children, Yitzchak and Rivka, continued on the path of Avram Vesara. That's one pshat. The other pshat that I saw is that Avram and Sarah, we know, Avram Megayeres Anoshim, Sarah Megayeres Anoshim. What it represented was that Avram and Sarah went and were Megaya people. And we know that Gersh and Zgayer, Kikot and Shinoil Adami. So all those people that Avram and Sarah were Megaya, everybody that Avram and Sarah were Megaya were considered the Bocha and Besula that they created. The other pshat that I saw is that Avram and Sarah, even though they Baruch Hashem lived a long life, but even when they were older, they were like a Bocher and Besula. Even as they got older, they didn't stop having a lot of energy for Avodas Hashem. And therefore, even though when they were Zokim V'Zakena, even when they were already Baruch Hashem older, they were still like a Bocher Besula. They were still younger people. And I saw that the Sefer Imre Yehuda quotes the Imre Emes, who says you could have a person who is already an older person, but even though he's an older person, he's still young. He's still young at heart because he still serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of the koiches. Says, then I saw another pshat. The pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, Avram Zokin Ba Bayomim. What does it mean, Avram Zokin Ba Bayomim? He came with every day, even though he was an older person. Ba Bayomim, he's still young. It's not Ba Bashanim. It was only Baba Yomim. There's a situation that in the time of the Chassam Sofer, there was somebody who lost all his money, and he had a daughter who was already an older girl, and he did not have the ability to marry her off. So somebody came to him and said that there's an older, wealthy person who is interested in marrying his daughter, and of course will not ask him for any financial involvement. Not only won't he ask him for any financial involvement, he'll not just support his wife, but he'll support the father-in-law. And this man with the daughter did not know what to do. So he went to the Chassam Sofer to ask him what should he do. So the Chassam Sofer said that the Chazal teach us, the Gemara we just learned, that Mepeish L'Avram Avinu, Zokim Zakenim Mitzad Echad, Ubachim Mitzulim Mitzad Echad. Why did Avram Avinu choose to make such a coin? He says that after Avram Avinu made this coin, people will be so anxious to get the coin that a person will even be willing to give away, said the Chassam Sofer, and marry off his daughter, his young, pretty, talented daughter, to an older man. So Avram Avinu made this coin. Zokim v'zakena on one side, older people on one side, and younger people on the other side. That Avram Avinu wanted to teach future generations. Young people should marry young people, and old people should marry old people, and it's inappropriate that a young person who's at the prime of their life should marry an older person. He said he's going to pay up with a certain type of coin. And then, in those days, the way coins were evaluated was by the weight of the coin. And they made that coin heavier. Mahu. Amalai. You have to give the coin that's currently being used. Even if they added much to the coin, even if they added much to this value of Roy Vakav, because I don't pay. But he asked, if the coin has more metal in it, so obviously it's worth more, and you're going to get more fruit. So how could you do that? We have to make the following evaluation. If you're getting more fruit because the coin is more valuable than Makinale, we have to deduct from the coin that you promised to pay with. You don't pay with that coin. However, the Machmas Tara Zil, the value of fruit changed. We could use that coin. Says the Gemara. No matter what you'll say, asked the Gemara, as we just learned, coins were assessed about with the amount of metal there is in the coin. And this new heavier coin has more metal. So how could that be used in the place of the original coin? With the money of a certain Arab merchant at a Sarbatamya, where 10 old coins were equal to 8 new coins. And therefore, the halach is like this. If it's up to 20%, then that's not considered significant. And if the change is up to 20%, it's not considered a significant change, and you could use the new coins in the place of the old coins. If, however, the new coins are more than 20% heavier than the old coins, then the halach is they cannot be used in the place of the old coins.